Welcome to Shom Achshav and Adav Shir Spanzer Lo Yinishmas Arm B'Akashon Le'a Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Megillah Daf Tezvov. Another Daf full of Agata, much of it going through the Psukim of the Megillah. But the Gemara brings in the end of Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings because we're mentioning Abu Lozar Rabbi Chanino. And the Gemara says, Kolo Imer Dovar B'Shem Oimroi Mevi Ge'ula Lo'ilam. Someone who says something in the name of the Mandamar, of the one who said this word, he brings a geula to the world. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, which pasuk? Pasuk from Esther. Vatoyme Esther lamelech b'shei Mordechai. Esther told the king in the name of Mordechai. What did he tell him? He told the story of Bigsa Meseresh, that Mordechai revealed that Bigsa Meseresh was trying to plot against the king. Esther said in the name of Mordechai, that led to the geula. You see that someone says something in the name of somebody else, maybe geula loyla. And this is something which needs a lot of beer. First of all, what is the shaykhs between saying Dabar B'Shem Omer, saying Dvartir in the name of the one who said it, to Geula? What's the connection? And why Dafka over here in Purim, in Megillas Esther, that's when we reveal this idea of Kol Ha'imer Dabar B'Shem Omer Vi Geula Lo'ilam. So the Maharal addresses this in two places, once at Derech Chaim, at the end of the Braisa dealing with the Memches Kinyonim Shatir Nikris Behem, and the second place is an Or Chadosh on this Pasuk. And the idea of the Maharal is something that we discussed parts of it in the previous shiurim. Says the Maharal, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings a Geula to the world, is to reveal the Shem Hashem. As we find in Metzias Mitzrayim is the Geula of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's repeated so many times throughout the parashas that we're holding right now, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells both Paroi and Am Yisrael, you will know, you will tell your children, what happened over here? There was a Geula of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The whole idea of Metzias Mitzrayim is to reveal a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Says the Maharal, every Geula is the Geula of Hashem. That's why you have a Geula. There's something unique about the Nes of Purim that we didn't have any place else, as we mentioned several times in the Shurim. Because the Nes of Purim was a Nes Nister. It was a miracle that happened concealed. We don't see the Yad Hashem. The Maharal points out over here that even Chanukah, which happened after Purim, was a more revealed Nes. You had the candles light for 8 days. It was a Nes Nigla compared to Purim. Purim is a completely Nes Nister. The Maharal adds more, that not only was a Nes Nister, but it was a Nes that was not complete. Because as we said, the Gemara told us earlier, there was a Nes, but Am Yisrael was still subject to the Persians. They didn't have a full Geula, so it was a incomplete Geula. You had a Geula which was not so clear, it was a Geula that didn't bring to completion. It's something which is, you don't really see the Geula so clearly. So here is the big test, will we reveal the name of Hashem in the world or not? Will the Jews still attribute this Nes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Will they come and be Megaleh, that this Nes that we can't see so clearly came from Hashem? Or they will come and say, this was nature. This was Teva. It's happened on its own. That was the Nisoyan that Esther had. And she stood the Nisoyan, because when she went to Ahasuerus and told Ahasuerus that Bigsa Meseresh are plotting against you, and she said in the name of Mordechai, she didn't have to say in the name of Mordechai. She could have just said, my research, I got through my research, I was able to find out who's trying to kill the king. She didn't have to say the name of Mordechai, but she wanted the credit to go to the one who deserves it. Meaning she brings back the owner of the Maise and the Maise together. This thing happened because of him. Says the Maharal, that was the Nisoyan of Esther. If she was able to do that with a human being, to come and say, and to attribute the credit to whoever deserves it, Kol Sheken, she will do that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she will be a Nes, she will say Hashem is the one who did it. That was the reason why it happened Dafka here. And that is the Chiddush, that's the idea. Kol Ha'imer Dabar B'Shem Omer Mevi Geula Lo'ilam. The same way by Esther, when things are not so clear, you bring and give it back to the one who owns it. So also any person who's very careful, to see a Dvar Torah, you say, no, I'll tell you who the Man D'Omer is. So he's the one who's going to bring Geula to the world. Because the whole idea of Geula is to always figure out, where did this come from? What's the source? What's the shayrish of this thing? The only way Kadosh Baruch Hu brings Geula is only if you appreciate that we know that he's the one who brought it. Who's the one who's practicing to always connect the Maise to the owner of the Maise? Someone who says Dabar B'Shem Omer. That's why he brings Geula Lo'ilam, because Baruch Hu brings Geula to people that appreciate where it came from. And a person who says Dabar B'Shem Omer is somebody who shows appreciation to the source of what he says. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.